Dave Fanning on 2FM.
The World Cup kicked off on Thursday night, as you well know, but while a lot of people will be glued to TV screens watching every game, there are some who don't care about the World Cup and who would prefer basically not to be anywhere near a TV show on football for the next 4 weeks. However, if you're heading out tonight to the pub, chances are you're going to be faced with that prospect. So what's a non-football loving person to do? I mean, there are three matches today, England later tonight as well against Italy. Where can you go for a quiet pint and a chat with your fellow non-football loving friends if you're not interested in any of that? Well, one man has the answer to that very question. Well, for the cities of Cork and Dublin at least. Good morning, Alan Rowan. Alan, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Dave?
I'm very good indeed. You're not a football fan, I presume, are you?
No, not really.
Oh, wait a minute. Do I see a chink in the armour here? Not really. You kind of are, though.
It's impossible not to get kind of swept up in it. Like, I mean, yeah. The World Cup is something that I'm trying to avoid currently, but I mean, I was in the pub and it was being shown last night because that's where my friends wanted to go. So it's impossible to avoid the tires.
But I mean, wait a minute, Spain versus the Netherlands, and then Van Persie gets that header, which you'll see for the rest of your life, and you'll just be just amazed at it every time. It's so good. And then the next four go, come on, no.
Didn't actually see that game.
Oh, you were there late for Chile versus Australia, the 3-1 victory for Chile. Okay, so anyway, basically, you're not really into all this, so you said, okay, I'm sick of this stuff in the background. And I must say, TVs in the background of pubs drive me crazy sometimes as well. But anyway, what did you decide to do?
Basically, I decided to make some calls in Dublin and Cork and do up a visual map of where pubs that weren't showing the World Cup. Give people kind of an indication of where they could go if they wanted to get away from it. If you like the World Cup, where you shouldn't go if you want to watch the match, if you look at it that way.
Right. Now, hold on. Is this pubs that are definitely not showing anything, or is this pubs that, like, they have a lounge that might show it, or vice versa, or the pub that doesn't?
No, if they're on the map, they're definitely not showing it.
Oh, right. Okay.
And that was part of the thing. There probably would be more if I went with the people who said, oh, maybe we're showing it, we haven't decided. But when I made the calls, I just had to go with the people who were definite. And even up until the last day, that changed. I had to make, like, a last-minute substitution. And the long haul decided that they were coming in, and Izakaya decided that they were showing it.
So to make a last-minute substitution. Okay, what kind of reaction did you get when you rang around and asked the question, are you going to be showing the World Cup?
It was a big mix. Some people thought it was a joke. They couldn't believe that anyone would want to watch the World Cup. Some places were the opposite. They were just like, no, we're a proper pub. Why would we have the television even on?
So, well, like, I mean, I presume it's a great money spinner for pubs, so they're delighted and they don't even have to sort of pay the band or anything.
Well, that's the thing, because I mean, most places were like, of course we're showing it, and that was the thing, it was like, people are going to come and watch the World Cup. So, you know,
and were some publicans or some people who answered proud of the fact and chest out saying, no, we're not showing it?
Yeah, there was one or two. When I rang, even when I came through to Gravediggers, their reaction was, no, we're not showing it, we're a proper pub.
We actually spoke to Gravediggers on the programme just last week. About the fact because they're used in movies and they're now kind of one of the great 50 hidden things of Europe that you really should see, and the Gravediggers is one of them. Okay, so take me through the pubs that you found, say, in Cork that won't be showing the World Cup.
In Cork, it's going to be the Abbott Ale House, Electric, Calnan's, Pigalia.
And what's the Abbott's Ale House? Why do you is that like, well, you expected that, did you?
Yeah, I did. The Abbott is quite a small, cosy little craft brew pub, but it's up a flight of stairs. It's kind of it's all little nooks and crannies. So I was almost positive they didn't have a television when I rang them, but I had to make sure.
Okay, what else did you say, the Electric?
The Electric is a big kind of gastro pub.
Right.
It's a good place to go for a bite to eat and grab a cocktail and stuff. I was kind of surprised that they weren't showing it, because I was almost positive that they had TVs, but I made the call. They surprised me.
Okay, well, where else in Cork?
Calnan's is a proper little pub with a hoop board, and they just serve, you know, it's a traditional pub. That was kind of their attitude to it. The Hy-Vee would be kind of similar, but the Hy-Vee is kind of notorious in Cork for not even letting you have your mobile out. If you take your mobile out, you could get barred.
It's an anti-technology pub, is it? The Hy-Vee, yeah?
Effectively, yeah. The most technologically advanced thing in there, the taps, I'd say.
Right, so you knew they weren't going to have a telly on with the World Cup on in that one.
Yeah, I still had to make the call, though, because, again, places would surprise you. They do have a TV, but it's in the corner. It's an old big box TV. I just need to make sure it didn't turn on.
All right, probably shows on Nocht, and that's it, or the Angels or something. Okay, so what else? Go on.
Where else did I say? Pigalia, which is another cocktail bar, which is kind of up on the north side of Cork. Does food and stuff. Latitude 51, which is a wine bar, which is on the river. Where else do I have?
What about Dublin?
Dublin, obviously Gravediggers, El Mulligan's Grocer.
Right, Mulligan's, yeah.
The Long Haul.
Right.
Let me think, where else? Sorry, I should have this in front of me. Yeah, there's a few. The Brewdock and Cassidy's.
Oh, Cassidy's, right, yeah, okay, fair enough. And did they all just say, look, we're just not showing it because this is just not what we do? Or just, do you think that some of them were taking a stand and putting their foot down and saying, we have enough customers who would definitely not want to see that because they could be watching it at home?
I know for a fact that Cassidy's never show the sport. They have TVs and they are playing all the time, but they just don't show any sport of any kind, and that's their thing. A lot of the places I rang said that they just don't have a TV, that they just, that's, like, again, they can't show it because they don't have a TV, basically.
All right, so
I don't think anywhere was making a stand.
If you want to go looking, you can find it. By the way, which Cassidy's are we talking about? Do you know what the Cassidy's is?
It's just off the Quay.
All right, just off the Quays. Okay, well, listen, I'm sure there's other pubs around the country who, like the ones on your list, aren't showing the World Cup. So if you own one of those pubs or you're a regular of one of those pubs, text us the name of the pub and where it is, and we might give you a shout-out before the end of the programme. We'll certainly mention it. Listen, thanks a million, Alan. Good man. By the way, where are you going to be tonight for England versus Italy? You don't care, do you?
I'll probably be in the Long Haul.
You'll probably be in the Long Haul, which won't be showing it. All right, thanks a million. Good man, Alan. Take it easy. Bye. Good luck. Bye.